CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has been meeting with his security advisors in the Situation Room as Americans wait to see if the U.S. will get involved in Israel's war on Iran. Republican Senator Rand Paul's against it.
The president has shown restraint in the past. The president's instincts are good, and I'm hoping the president will not get involved with the war.
Reporter Linda Kenyon at the White House.
President Trump posted on Truth Social today saying, quote, "We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now." Vice President J.D. Vance later posted, quote, "The president has shown remarkable restraint in keeping our military's focus on protecting our troops and protecting our citizens." He added, quote, "Of course, people are right to be worried about foreign entanglement after the last 25 years of idiotic foreign policy." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Reporter Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
People would like to see America get involved and bomb Fordo, which is that nuclear facility, which is deep underground that Israel doesn't really have the capability to hit. So all eyes right now on the United States and on President Trump.
A New York City official who's also a Democratic candidate for mayor has been arrested by federal agents, as Matt Piper reports.
City Controller Brad Lander was taken into custody by federal agents at immigration court, which he had been observing.
You don't have authority to arrest U.S. citizens.
He was trying to accompany someone out of the courtroom at the time who was also arrested. He continually asked the agents who were masked to see a warrant. Lander is among the 11 Democratic candidates running to replace Mayor Eric Adams in the primary elections. Early voting is this week. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Senator Alex Padilla spoke on the Senate floor today for the first time since he was forcibly removed from a press conference by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. He says he was forced to the ground flat on his chest.
If that is what the administration is willing to do to a United States senator for having the authority to simply ask a question, imagine what they'll do to any American who dares to speak up.
The death toll in West Virginia is climbing after torrential rains over the weekend. Casey Gilbert of the United Way.
We appreciate everybody wanting to help support, and I'm sure there will be more needs in the next few days with cleaning up, getting people settled.
At least seven people have been killed. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are currently down 114 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Police Department is remembering Officer John Hetland on the sixth anniversary of his death. Officer Hetland was fatally shot while confronting an armed robbery suspect in 2019. The suspect was later arrested, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison. The library is the meeting place for the Common Council tonight in Racine. As City Hall repairs continue, Alders will be among authors for city business. Items on the agenda include a museum contract and city funding, approval of major police grants, a new Teamsters union contract, and a settlement discussion in a significant lawsuit against the city. It's a 6 p.m. start time with a stream available on YouTube. Tonight in Oak Creek, constituents of Congressman Brian Stile are set to host a town hall. A statement from a group called Opportunity Wisconsin says they're trying to raise concerns over cuts to Medicaid and SNAP. They say Stile and other Republicans have supported cuts. The GOP says they're only targeting abuse of the system. Organizers of the town hall at the Oak Creek Community Center have invited Stile to attend. Protesters yesterday gathered outside Stile's Racine County Courthouse office. The average gas price in Racine and Kenosha counties is right around that $3 a gallon mark. It is slightly higher than the rest of the state. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another win for the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball, NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder, with a victory at home last night, 120-109 over the Indiana Pacers. OKC's Jalen Williams, with a playoff career-high 40 points, was asked how were the Thunder defensively able to hold off the Pacers this time in the fourth quarter.
Everybody's just really aggressive. Everybody takes pride in it. And when you have five guys on the floor that are taking pride in their matchup, it makes your defense very special. So we're all willing to cover for each other and just make the right read defensively. And when we mess up, we don't stop.
Game six is Thursday night. OKC up 3-2. Baseball tonight, the Brewers against the first-place Cubs in Chicago. Milwaukee's been on a roll since they swept the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. Trevor McGill.
I mean, I feel like the team's been doing it for a couple of weeks now, ever since that Phillies, you know, kind of turnaround series. You know, we're stringing some wins together.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sunny, hot, and humid today. High temperatures nearing 90. Chances for showers and thunderstorms sparking up early this evening, and some could be strong to severe. Packing the risks for hail and high winds. And tomorrow, cooler temperatures, more rain and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 89.
Something good on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one. The highest point in Pennsylvania is lower than the lowest point in Colorado. Thing number two. The first toilet ever seen on television was on Leave It to Beaver. However, viewers saw only the water tank. Thing number three. The average person falls asleep in about 7 minutes. And thing number four. In 2015, a 91-year-old Chicago man got to fulfill a lifelong wish to back a vehicle through a garage door. Walter Thomas was able to slam an SUV through a garage door with his family's help. The garage was scheduled to be torn down anyway, and the SUV was donated. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
Get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn.
stones together. To everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace. A time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. Not too late.
and John, Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, you've probably been hearing us tell you that you can head down to Racine's North Beach this summer and go to the beachside oasis. You'll hear our timeless hits in between all the activities that they got going on down there. So take the whole family, hear our timeless hits, and listen for Dan Marcus and his Sand and Surf Report, highlighting beach and water conditions several times each day between 10 and 2. All right, it's the Beachside Oasis, the North Beach, and WRJN.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, senior helpers' trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like senior helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
WRJN is looking forward to another amazing 4th Fest celebration this summer. And it all gets started with fundraisers for the festivities. Saturday, June 21st, compete in a bags tournament at Rhino Bar. Bags fly at noon and it's $30 per person to play. Then on June 28th, the 4th Fest annual golf outing at Ives Grove. It's a best ball tourney and you can call Lou to register at 262-620-4274. It all leads up to 4th Fest, so get involved.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel,
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox, as in a special deed.
bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and now a song that explores some heavy topics like class divides and religion and deception. When you encounter someone who's always trying to get ahead or push some agenda, this song will probably ring true. From 1968, it's Joe South and Games People Play on WRJN.
Games people play now, every night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean, while they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Well, we make one another cry, break a heart and we say goodbye, cross our hearts and we hope to die that the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in, so we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been, and it's a dirty rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the game people play now. Singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate, for the most to hell with hate. Come on, get on board. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me, the game we were playing. Now wait a minute. Look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity. Turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give up.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and Local News Matters. And now WRJN and the Racine County Eye are bringing you more of it than ever. With the biggest news team in Racine County, you'll hear the latest on WRJN. Then get the full stories online at RacineCountyEye.com. Let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 6 years after his line of duty death, the Racine Police Department is honoring the legacy of Officer John Hetland. The statement put out today by Racine Police says Hetland dedicated over 20 years to public safety and made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting the community. Hetland was fatally shot while confronting an armed robbery suspect in 2019. The suspect was later arrested, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison. The statement from the department today says they remain thankful for his service and they continue to support his family and fellow officers. The library is the meeting place for the Common Council tonight in Racine. As City Hall repairs continue, alders will be among authors for city business. Items on the agenda include a museum contract and city funding, approval of major police grants, a new Teamsters union contract, and a settlement discussion in a significant lawsuit against the city. It's a 6 p.m. start time with a stream available on YouTube. A town hall tonight in Oak Creek will focus on proposed cuts to Medicaid and SNAP. The first district congressman has been invited. A group called Opportunity Wisconsin has issued a statement urging Representative Brian Stile to address concerns in person at the Oak Creek Community Center. Protesters demonstrated near his Racine County Courthouse office yesterday. The event tonight is open to the public and it starts at 6. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
WRJN weather.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today, with high temperatures nearing 90. Chances for showers and thunderstorms sparking up early this evening, and some could be strong to severe, packing the risks for hail and high winds. And tomorrow, cooler temperatures, more rain and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 91.
WRJN.
Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the bowie knife. Our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee
tribe. So proud to live. So proud to die.
But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJM.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
She's here, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine arts community.
Well, if it's summer, there's an outdoor concert option for every taste.
Indeed.
This week, a Burlington staple is back. When Burlington Kiwanis Civic Band kicks off their free music series in Echo Park on Friday, June 20th at 7 o'clock. Burlington Kiwanis Civic Band has been a musical and municipal mainstay for decades, and they have 5 themed concerts planned this summer that all sound interesting. First up, Back to the Future.
Oh.
Now, I don't expect a DeLorean on site.
Okay.
The theme for this one is to start with music from 100 years ago and then work forward with music from each era. The additional 4 Friday evening concerts sound equally fun with well-thought-out themes. One of them is dedicated to the music of movie heroes and villains. We do love our outdoor music here in Racine County, and there are a variety of styles and venues to enjoy nearly every day of the week. So be sure to check out our website at racineartscouncil.org to see what's happening.
Hey, you got that calendar of events there and everything, don't you?
We do.
All right.
Every day. Check it out.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. There she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJM.
the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature, friend of man.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Have a little fun at our website right now, WRJN.com. Check out You're the Judge. It's a new feature at WRJN.com. It's a weekly poll question. It's sponsored by Hogg Lawyers at 888-999-6644. This week's question is, what is your favorite summertime hangout spot in Racine? You got some choices there. Go check it out at WRJN.com. You're the judge.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. And how much money do Americans waste on food every year? We'll tell you coming up on WRJN.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Ooh. Bring a song and a smile for the banjo. Better get while it's getting good. Hit your ride to the end of the highway where the neon's trying to hood. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Ooh. You can find the perpetual motion. Fix your mind.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Some ominous posts from President Trump today addressing Iran's supreme leader. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is following developments at the White House.
He's now goading the supreme leader of Iran by suggesting, we know where you are, we're not going to kill you, but you should be engaged in this, and don't you be firing anything at American service members or diplomats in the Middle East, because our, as he says, our patience is wearing thin, and now this unconditional surrender message as well.
CBS's Holly Williams has been speaking to Iranians who are fleeing the Israeli airstrikes to northern Iraq.
They've been telling us that they are frightened. They've never seen anything like this before, and they say that many Iranians are stockpiling food and fuel. Some of those Iranians have told us that they believe that the Iranian regime itself is frightened, and one man even